Hey, we're going to have fun tonight. This is Steve Glenn. I'm the host of Drive Time Lincoln. Boy, I'm having a great time. We're going to have a night talking about travel, and everybody loves to talk about travel or Husker football, one of the two. And boy, we're headed into Husker season, and travel season is 12 months out of the year. So I hope you'll join me tonight. You want to make sure you line up on the phone line, 479-1400, 479-1400. You can call in with any of your ideas and questions. We're going to talk about travel. Every year, I put together a list of my top 10 hotel pet peeves, and I have more comments, more emails about these pet peeves.
This will be interesting.
Because everybody has had one or two or three
Absolutely.
Or 10 of them.
Yep.
And so we're sitting here and having a lot of fun talking about travel, because I just got back from an amazing trip to Santiago, Chile. I've never
Chile.
Been to Santiago.
Wow.
It even sounds cool to talk about,
it does.
Doesn't it? Huh? But talking about cool, it was like 60 degrees, because the summer here and in the southern hemisphere, it's obviously
That's
winter.
That's right. They're wintertime.
So, and it, what a neat city, very cosmopolitan, cool, doesn't have the graffiti type stuff. It has art graffiti, which is really beautiful, like we have in some downtown buildings here. And the people are just wonderful. They are very welcome to Americans, and I just had a blast.
What was your favorite meal down there?
They have, oh my goodness, it's kind of like a runza. It's a,
really?
Yeah, it's kind of a piece of meat inside of a bun type of thing, and they're just fantastic
you
food.
You put sauces on it?
Oh,
or,
yeah. Lots of fun. So
cool.
But so we had a lot of fun down there. But tonight, we're going to talk about my top 10 hotel pet peeves. So
okay.
I'm going to start 1, 2, 3. Now, once again, guys, fun.
Or if you have something that's not on your
not
list.
Not on the list.
Yeah.
That's right. I got
your
big,
list might expand.
I got a big list. Yeah, I'll have a bigger list for next
that's
year.
That's right.
So my annual top 10 hotel pet peeves. Hotel pet peeve number one. Telephone lines with 500 buttons. So you got a telephone, okay, on your counter, right, by your bed.
Yep.
And there's 500 buttons. There's, you know, hotel front desk here, concierge here.
Room service.
Yep. All those buttons. Now, I wear glasses, okay? And if it's 10 o'clock at night, okay, do you think I can read any of those buttons?
Yeah,
you can't.
It's a challenge.
It's impossible without your glasses.
Yeah.
For me,
and
it is.
So small too.
So
yeah.
So why do you need 500 buttons on a phone? I want to pick up a phone, okay?
Yeah.
And press one big round button and say, and have somebody answer it, and then they can send me to the concierge
or
that'd room service.
Way to go.
Okay. So now, what I think will happen in the future is Alexa or something like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. We'll need a phone.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know if phones
Alexa,
bugger.
I need four towels in room 1725.
Yeah. But you know what? We found over 60% of the people don't want Alexa in there. They don't want their privacy messed with in a hotel room. So, anyway. Okay. Hotel pet peeve number two. Alarm clocks with 500 buttons. I don't know about you, but I'm sitting at 3 a.m. and the silly alarm clock goes off. I don't know how to program it. So I'm sitting there going, I actually pull the plug out of the alarm clocks because I don't want to get awakened that early in the morning. I don't want to get awakened by an alarm clock. I don't need one that like chirps in the morning like a bird or something. You know, they have all these fancy noises that come out of alarm.
Sure.
They don't just alarm anymore. They have a fancy noise that goes with them. So alarm clocks with 500 buttons, and it's impossible to program them.
That's the thing that I'll run into is it's set for the previous guest in that room, too.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute.
So I think everybody today, if they're like me, they just use their iPhone, don't they?
Yep.
And that's what they use as their alarm clock. Because you know how to set it.
Yep.
But once again, I don't know why hotels don't get it. I mean, all I want to do is have a clock that shows me what time it is.
Simple.
Simple. Hey, on line one, we have Brian. Brian, welcome to Drive Time Lincoln. This is Steve Glenn, and we're talking hotel pet peeves. I bet you have one.
I'm from that amazing millennial generation. So we care a lot about the environment, right? However, two of my hotel pet peeves go with that. First of which is the guilt that hotels get. Hotels waste so much plastic and everything else that it's ridiculous, and yet they try to guilt us by saying, oh, we'll donate $2 to the rainforest if we don't ever have to wash your towels or sheets in your week-long stay here. And the second one is, I can't tell you how many times I've walked out of these new hotel rooms without a key, because my key is sitting in a little holder, because it won't charge my phone or it won't turn on lights or anything unless there's this little key card entry. So then I got to go downstairs, wait 10 minutes talking at the front desk for someone to give me another key, because they wouldn't give me two to begin with.
I agree with you, Brian. Somebody taught me once, you always get two hotel room keys. One of them is to put in that slot and leave it in there all the time. And so that's been one way I've been dealing with that. The other thing is, like you said, the towels and the environmental concern. They say, you know, if you don't throw your towels on the floor, then we're not going to wash them. You know, we're going to leave them there, and that's environmentally, you know, green. And a lot of people are frustrated because they just want, when they go to a hotel, they want to have it cleaned every day. And I can understand that issue of sensitivity to it. So you've got to be aware of what the hotel policies are, or you're going to come back to your room after a business meeting, and you're not going to have that that towel waiting for you that's been cleaned that night. So
when they put their... when they put their money where their mouth is and they give you a credit towards your room, whether it be used on room service or breakfast or a drink, that's fantastic. But to say that they're going to donate $2 to some mythical fund drives me crazy.
Brian, thanks again for calling Drive Time Lincoln. We've got Howdy John on line number two.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy, John.
Yeah, they... really gets me is the Banshee air conditioner that screams or howls.
it makes strange noises in the night, huh?
Oh, yeah. You can't get to the controls, and they got it at Arctic freeze temperature.
Yeah. Now, John, you must have read my list, because number three on my list is programmable thermostats.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want a simple thermostat. I want to press a button to go hotter and a button to go cooler. And no thermostats work in these hotel rooms when you can push it down to 60 and nothing happens. Or you push it up to 80 and it doesn't get any warmer. Why can't simplicity... I think some engineer is trying to make sure that they have fancy stuff in these rooms.
Oh, yeah. We're going to all digital stuff.
Yeah. Now. And we just want simple.
Yep.
Make life simple.
Yep.
So you're right on. And the other thing is, you know, some of those heaters that they have in the side of the wall?
Yeah.
They blow the air up. Mm-hmm. And if you have curtains on top of it, they blow it on the inside
right
of the curtain.
Into the curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get the cool.
Keeps the frost off the windows.
That's it, man. Yeah. Hey.
Well, you wake up thinking of the ghost in your room.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thanks a million for calling Drive Time Lincoln. Hey, we're here talking about the top 10 hotel pet peeves. Everybody has a hotel pet peeve, so we can have fun with this tonight. I'm Steve Glenn. Boy, it's so neat to be here at Drive Time Lincoln and KLIN. News Talk 1400, and I hope you'll join us tonight. You're heading home on a Friday night, and kick back, give us a call, and let's have fun talking about traveling. I also, before I went to Santiago, I just came back from Paris. We had a group with in Seward, the National Guard group, for the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Oh, sure.
And Nebraska's, the National Guard of Nebraska, played a big role in D-Day.
And
we went to Normandy Beach, Omaha Beach, and many places that it was so inspirational, but so emotional.
I'm sure.
And we actually had a World War II veteran with us.
Fantastic.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
92 years old.
And all the things that I've seen here recently because of the celebration and that kind of thing, looking at what I see on TV, I have never been there, but it looks like a spectacular view.
Oh,
from that area as well.
Amazing. And when you see it, you just can't comprehend how our troops did what they did. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, they had to scale that wall.
Oh, my gosh. It was overwhelming to see it. And then we went to the cemeteries and and very emotional. But we're so thankful for the veterans and all the service people that, that gave so much for our country and our freedom, and very thankful for that. But back now to more fun and travel, right? And,
there you
and
go.
Hotel pet peeves.
You bet.
My number four hotel pet peeve is hotel shampoo bottles where the letters are too small to read without glasses. So, okay, now you get
is
in the shower.
Is it shampoo or is it conditioner?
Yeah. You know, you get in
or
the shower.
Or is it lotion?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You get in the shower, right, and you don't have your glasses on.
Right.
Okay, and you get this little bottle, 3 inches tall, and it's written in, like, gray lettering, not in black lettering.
Oh, no. It blends right into the label.
You can't read shampoo. Conditioner, like you said, I've actually put hand lotion on as conditioner because I couldn't read it. It was white. And so I go, there's got to be an easier way. And
that's pretty good.
But there's an interesting thing. You know, the earlier caller, Brian, mentioned about the environment. But Hilton just announced they're going to do away with those little bottles and put those glass bottles on the wall. You know, that are bigger.
Yep.
That you have a little push button on the top.
And they just refill those.
Yeah, and then they won't have all that plastics.
Right.
And hopefully they'll make the buttons easier to read.
Yeah.
But with that, we're at Drive Time Lincoln. We're having a lot of fun today. We're going to take a quick break and be back shortly. We're back. This is Drive Time Lincoln, KLIN News Talk Radio 1400. I'm Steve Glenn. I'm honored to be the host tonight. This is so much fun. It's always fun to talk about travel. I know every reception I go to, people either want to talk about travel or Husker football.
There you go.
And so
and we're getting close to that, too.
It's about time for some Husker football.
I'm Chris Lofgren, too.
Yeah, just, I'm sorry, Chris.
That's all right. I so people don't know who this ghostly voice is over here. But,
oh, yeah. That voice.
Your sidekick
you
tonight.
And Barry Manilow have the greatest voices. Hey, welcome again. We're talking about travel tonight, and one of the things we're reviewing is top 10 hotel pet peeves. We've got a lot of people calling in on that. On line one, we've got Richard. Richard, thanks for waiting to Drive Time Lincoln.
Hi, Steve. I just got in the car, so forgive me this, if you covered this earlier, and this is a little off the subject, but I was wondering if you could bring us listeners up to date on your efforts to get one of those roads in South Lincoln named after our friend Kobe Mack.
Oh, Richard, how nice of you to mention that. I've been talking to people around the city trying to discuss that, and we're trying to find out when all the public hearings and things. But as you mentioned, nobody in this community fought harder for Highway 2 to have that bypass than Kobe Mack.
Oh, sure.
And, you
for
know,
sure.
I remember talking to Kobe, and he would just have tears in his eyes when we read another article about a truck barreling down through a car on Highway 2. And he says, we've got to get this done. And so he was just such a great leader and person. And I'm hoping that we can get that plugged into some of the public hearings and get some of our government people to consider that.
So we'll be made aware when those hearings are?
I hope so. Sometimes it's not easiest to find out all the different government entities that play along with those road projects. So we'll try to do the best we can to let everybody know.
Okay. That
all right. Richard, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah,
hey,
thank you. Uh-huh.
You bet. This is Drive Time Lincoln on line number two. We have Pat. You're on, Pat.
Yes.
Welcome to Drive Time Lincoln. You got any hotel pet peeves or just travel or Husker talk?
You know what? Couple. My biggest pet peeve in a hotel room is not enough outlets for all of your or items that you charge.
Oh, you're kidding me. You won't believe this. That was my hotel pet peeve number five, one electrical plug-in, Pat. How can a hotel room have one electrical plug-in, and it's not by your bed stand, right? It's
right.
Over on the wall.
Yeah, next to the TV.
Yeah, next to the TV. I'm going, I've got an iPhone, an iPad, right?
Yep.
And sometimes a computer. And, and I have all these things, and I can't believe hotels, that's just common sense. So there's a cool thing that I have now, and I carry it with me. It's a three-prong. You plug into one plug, and it has three prongs off of it, and you can plug in three items, and it fits right into your suitcase, and you can carry that to all your hotels.
That's the way to do it.
You can get that at any True Value hardware store, any hardware store around town, and it costs a couple bucks.
Yeah. I've had I've had a couple of lamps on the nightstand that have now the USB thing. So some of them are catching up, but
you bet.
It's kind of nuts.
The USB plug's nice to have, so you don't have to fiddle around with making sure you got the right plug-in and all that, especially in Europe. Yeah. I was just in France, and so, you know, they have a 220 plug, and if you put that 220 into some of your devices, it'll fry it.
Yeah, not good.
And so, unless you have an adapter converter. So, Pat, you hit the nail on the head. I can't believe it. You must be reading our minds.
Well, it's... Great minds think alike.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for calling Drive Time Lincoln. We're going to go to break in a very short time, but my hotel pet peeve number 6 is resort fees. And those are those $25 to $75 fees. When you get to the front desk, they go, oh, well, you paid that $150, and now you have to pay a $25, $35 per night resort fee to stay here. And they don't tell you that in advance. Uh-huh. It's not in the rate of the hotel.
Does that give you access to something?
Well, they say probably a newspaper or a
I was thinking more like a kayak or surfboard.
Now,
or...
the good news is a couple of people are suing the hotels, Marriott's and Hilton, and saying that's not right, it's not legal. So we're hoping they win, because that's a multi-billion-dollar venture that these hotels are collecting. We think it's unethical, number one. If the hotel's going to be $150, it should be $150, not $200 when you arrive. Yeah,
exactly.
So with that, we're going to break, and thanks for calling Drive Time Lincoln. Sweet Home, Alabama, we're at Sweet Home Drive Time Lincoln. I'm Steve Glenn, your host tonight, and we're talking about hotel pet peeves, and everybody has a hotel pet peeve. Chris and I are just having fun. We're smiling, thinking of all the things that have happened in the hotel room we can remember.
Unbelievable, some of the things, yep.
And we've had some good callers. Thanks for calling. Once again, 479-1400. Put that on your speed dial, 479-1400. That's the KLIN News Talk 1400 AM radio call-in number. Hey, we're back to the top 10 hotel pet peeves. Yeah. We talked about resort fees when we left last time. Now I'm going to go into hotel pet peeve number 7.
All right.
And that's those drapes that don't close all the way. You know, have you ever gone to those hotel rooms and they're like a half a foot apart
somebody
or 3 inches?
Yeah, mismeasured these.
Yeah, they mismeasured. They're a little bit short.
Yeah.
And so then you can't go to sleep because you're looking at the parking lot, and the parking lot has a light right outside your window, right?
Yep.
And so you're staring at that light all night. And some people have to have a dark room to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work. So I've had some friends, Lori Techmeyer, Milani, some others that have said they've come up with, they carry a clothespin in their
you go.
Yeah. And you know, Milani came up with an idea that I thought was brilliant. In the closet, you know those hangers that have those pant hangers in the closet?
With the clips. Clip on them. Yeah.
She says, go in, grab one of those hangers, and clip the drapes together.
There you go.
Hey, you don't even have to carry a clothespin, right?
There you go.
So
that's a good tip.
That is. Hey, call us at 479-1400. This is Drive Time Lincoln. I'm Steve Glenn, and Chris is here joining us tonight.
You
We're
bet.
Having a lot of fun. Hotel pet peeve number 8, the housekeeping early wake up.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I go to a hotel, sometimes I just want to sleep in.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
My meetings are over. I'm done.
Yeah. I don't have to get up and play basketball or work out or get to an early meeting. I want to sleep in. So what happens at 8:01? The housekeeping, the knock on the door, here's housekeeping. And, you know, I always forget to put the do not disturb sign out because I don't know. I just don't do that.
Yeah.
So. It really bugs me when they bother you, when you get that peace of mind, that great sleep, and you're interrupted at 8:01 in the morning with that wake up call. Hotel pet peeve number 9.
All right.
Charging for Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You know, if McDonald's can have free Wi-Fi, why can't Marriott?
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense in today's world.
Not in today's world.
Everybody uses Wi-Fi. And to me, for a hotel to charge it, don't you feel a little nickel and dimed?
Yeah.
You feel a little abused.
Yep.
And I'd sure like to see hotel Wi-Fi fees go away. Now, some hotels, Chris, are doing really interesting thing. They're giving certain levels of Wi-Fi that are slower for free.
Yeah.
And if you want the fast stuff, you got to pay for it.
You got to pay for it.
So maybe that's a reasonable way to deal
maybe
with
a happy
it.
Medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after you pay $150 for a hotel room, you think you could get
as dependent as we are on our phones and our tablets and our computers, that should be a given.
You bet. 479-1400, give us a call here. Give us your hotel pet peeves or any questions about travel. We'd be happy to talk about. Everybody loves to travel. And, you know, we're blessed. When I was growing up, Chris, we drove everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then now everybody's, I was in the airports a lot, and the planes are full.
Yep.
It's just crazy. The parking lots are full.
Yeah.
It just seems like there's so many people traveling this summer.
That's it.
And we're coming right up in the next two or three weeks to a little bit of a break as school gets started. So we're looking for hotel pet peeve number 10. And it's funny, Brian, who was our earlier caller, suggested using a card key in the slot to turn on the electricity to the room. So that's number 10, Brian. You hit it right on the head. So that's one that always bugs me. And as I mentioned before, I always ask for two keys. Hey, on line one, we've got John. Welcome, John, to Drive Time Lincoln.
Howdy. I don't know if you hit up on it because I was getting tacos, but parking.
Oh.
I hate the hotel. You might as well stay in your car at $80 a night to park your car. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, John, you hit a nail on the head. Let me tell you a quick story. It's kind of a cute one. I went to San Francisco once, and I had this special discount coupon for the Ritz-Carlton, you know, a fancy-pantsy hotel. And it was $75 a night. I took my car in, and the car parking was $85 a night.
You didn't have enough to cover your parking.
You definitely must check the hotel to make sure they do have parking. I did not when I went to Denver and found out downtown. I pulled up, said, "Where's your parking?" And, "Oh, we don't have any. You have to go to a public parking lot."
John, you've hit a good one. Thanks for calling Drive Time Lincoln. This is Steve Glenn at 479-1400. We'd love to hear your calls talking about hotels and all the fun things about hotels and travel. And once again, I actually put down a hotel pet peeve number 11, Chris.
11.
This is a bonus.
Here we go, bonus.
On the top 10 list, I give the bonus pet peeve. Okay, a hotel room key card that doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's 1 in the morning. I got in on the last flight of the day. I get my room key, okay? It's on floor 22. I take the elevator up, and my room is all the way at the end. It's 2201. I get to the room. I put the key in, and you get the dreaded red light. You know, not the green light.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dreaded red blinking light. And you think, my key doesn't work. And then you have to take your luggage all the way back to the elevator, down to the front desk.
Yeah, you can't leave it sitting in the hallway there.
Yeah. And so the dreaded red light on the room key. Hey, Chris, line one, welcome to Drive Time Lincoln. This is Steve Glenn.
Thanks, Steve. How are you tonight?
Oh, wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you. You know how you're at a grocery store and your cart is just tragic, has bad wheels, and doesn't help you out a lot? Well, that can happen at a hotel, too. You get that luggage cart that's just terrible. Now, I usually take my professional travel advisor's advice and only carry one bag.
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes I have more.
No, you can't.
Oh, boy. That luggage cart is just disappointing.
Yes, that cart can do it all the time. You know, now I try to not do any check on luggage at all.
Yeah.
I do everything carry-on, because if you get a cancel flight or anything and your luggage is in the belly of that plane, you're stuck.
Yep.
And so I'm telling everybody, now, some people have to have 10 pair of shoes, but what I've found is most people pack twice the clothes they need.
Too much.
They pack too much. And so that's
now, some of us just have bigger clothes than other people do.
Well,
that's true.
And that's a whole nother conversation.
Well, I hate to tell you, but I'm an XX exerciser. So, it's great to have you, Chris. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm sure all of us have gone through that. And great to have you on Drive Time Lincoln.
You bet.
So with that, I had one other one I just thought of, Chris.
Is this our bonus one?
This is the bonus plus.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You know that in the bathrooms, they have those tissue holders, right? Like Kleenex, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the assistants make a little flower on the top. You ever seen them made into
that? That is pretty clever.
Okay, now, Are you really going to grab that flour that she's put her dirty hands on to make it?
Good point.
And grab that tissue and use it?
Probably
no,
not.
No, I take five, the top five, I throw them in the trash because I don't want to have the room assistant fixing that flour. And so every time I see a flour, I just chuckle because I think, I got to throw away the top five sheets because I'm not going to mess with it.
That's a good point. You know, if that person's cleaning the room.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
The other thing I don't do is I never drink out of the glass, glasses in the bathroom because, you know, we hear a lot of horror stories that the people that do the cleaning literally just clean it in the sink.
They just
rinse it out and dry it
with a towel and call it good. And it probably didn't get that clean.
So I use a plastic one. Sometimes I'm an old farm boy. I just cut my hands and use that. So.
Absolutely.
So, hey, we're having a lot of time. 479-1400. We're having a great time talking about hotel pet peeves and travel. This has been fun on a Friday
good
afternoon.
Stuff. Yeah. Some good tips or good things to keep in mind when you're traveling.
Yeah. And so I added one other thing here. One-ply toilet paper.
One-ply, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, I've had so many people tell me that. They say, add one-ply toilet paper. That's the cheap stuff. So, and so I've got a whole list of other ones.
All right.
These are like bonus.
Yeah.
This is like your lucky night.
We've hit the jackpot,
Chris.
Right? Golly. Yeah.
How about early check-in fees?
Early check-in fees.
So if you went in early, prior to 3 p.m., you got to pay a fee. Can you believe that?
I have not run into that.
Oh, my gosh.
Do they then give you a different room than they were planning to give you?
No, same room. They're just a way to get more money out of you.
Wow.
Early check-in. So then you got to sit in the lobby. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about not enough pillows? Do you like a lot of pillows?
I like pillows.
I like two, three, four pillows. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's fine. How about two single beds pushed together for a queen bed that if you lie in the middle, you spread apart the beds?
That's not real good.
Falling in the middle of the night, you know, where the beds just push apart.
It should be a legitimate
queen bed. No airport shuttles. I had, you know, where you gotta do that. Some hotels don't have airport shuttles.
Yep.
Early checkout times. So you had early check-in fees and now early checkout times. How about rooms not ready when you check in? So it's 3 o'clock.
I've run into that.
Yeah. A lot of times we'll take a group to a city and the airline will arrive at 10:30 in the morning and you get to the hotel and they just have to sit there, wait for the thing. So we usually have a tour that tours the city before 3 o'clock because they can't get in the hotel rooms anyway. They're not clean, not ready for you.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap up this session right now. This is Drive Time Lincoln. Thanks for joining and we'll be back soon. Welcome back. This is Drive Time Lincoln. I'm Steve Glenn, along with Chris Lofgren. We're having a blast here on a Friday night talking about travel and Husker football, but mostly travel. And we're talking about hotel pet peeves and the list of things that people get bugged about when they go traveling, Chris.
Speaking of traveling, the Husker basketball team is
going to Italy.
Over to Italy now.
Yeah.
To take off. Yeah.
That'd be a fun trip. I was actually thinking of going over there with them and watching them, but I've been in France for a week and then down in Santiago, Chile for a week. Yeah. I just need to stay home in my own bed.
Reacquainted with home.
Yeah. So.
No, but that's exciting for those guys. I'm glad they're doing that. That'll
you
be
know,
good.
I think that's one of the best educations you can have. Is travel, Chris.
Yep.
One of my younger sons, Matt, when he was a young boy, traveled to Great Britain and around. And I always tell people he left a young boy and came back a man because you learn about culture and money and politics and things that we as Americans sometimes just don't understand.
Take it for granted, really.
We do.
So much.
We kind of live in our own little bubble over here compared to what's going on in Europe and in Middle East.
And John Cook does the same thing with the volleyball.
Yeah.
You know, those girls have great experiences.
You remember the Huskers went over and played Kansas State in Japan back in was it the 80s or
that
70s?
That was in the 80s, I think. Yeah. That was pretty special.
That would be cool. Yeah. I think maybe
that's
Coach
a pretty
Frost.
Big contingency compared to a volleyball or a basketball team.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome to call us at 479-1400, where this is Drive Time Lincoln. I'm Steve Glenn with Chris Lofgren. We're just talking travel on a Friday night. A couple other quick hotel pet peeves that I wrote down. One was getting charged for having a safe in your room. And That always bugged me. Hey, we've got Jim on line one. Jim, welcome to Drive Time Lincoln. This is Steve, Glenn, and Chris.
Hey, Steve. From a 20-year-plus road warrior, that problem with the key card not working when you check in the middle of the night, and the second one you have, you know, you get two at the desk, and that one doesn't work, I have a solution for you.
What's that?
Take out your cell phone, call the property, identify yourself. If you have to give them your membership number, tell them you just checked in, and ask them when they're going to deliver two working keys to that door.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jim, that you mentioned that. You know what I've done? When I have to walk back down to the front desk, I say, I'm sorry, but you have to walk with me back to the room because I'm not going to do this a second time.
Yeah.
And so I force them to walk with me to the room, and that doesn't make them very happy. But, Jim, I like your idea. Just have the hotel, like if I'm a Bonvoy Marriott member, usually that has a hotel front desk call, phone number right on my app.
Yeah,
and so I can call the front desk, and that's a great idea, Jim. You probably saved me 10 minutes on my next bad room key.
I don't know how I thought of that at 2 o'clock in the morning, but that just popped into my head, and I said that sounds like the best thing to do.
Yeah, Jim, as a road warrior, you probably got a lot of other stories that you can help us with in the hotels, probably the airline side too, huh?
Yeah, the airline side too. But I've missed a few of your top 10, although the 11th one I think was struck a chord to me, but right now I can't remember what number 11 was.
Yeah, well, so we were talking about the card that didn't work, and then I had a bonus one, which was the flower made out of tissue paper bathroom.
Yep. Yeah.
I think you and I stay in a little different class of properties. I've never had to pay for parking where I'm staying. So.
Oh well, I'll tell you, it's amazing what the hotels will charge you for. Now they can kind of think up of anything. Unfortunately, there's very few rules about it. So I'm really hopeful that this year the hotels are going to have the legal challenge against fees that they charge when you walk up to the front desk. We've had a great time tonight on Drive Time Lincoln. I want to thank you and thank you for your call, and Jim, and for all the callers tonight. It's just fun to talk about travel and a dream, and travel is big dream, Chris. And
yep.
And let you dream big. You let you learn about the world, and we're just blessed. You know, we're blessed as a society to have disposable incomes that can travel the world and see other cultures and learn about the people in this world, which really they're
and
just like
cuisine, the food that you get to try in different places.
Spectacular. All the fun stuff. Well, thank you again. This is Steve Glenn. I've enjoyed it. Drive Time Lincoln. We've had a great night, and thanks for joining and calling in.